they would give off a...
Oh, lightning bug?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, we had a lightning bug. You don't see them at night, you know. They let off, they have a glow, you know, in their tail, you know, that you can see them quite a little distance.
Now, when you were fishing, this thing might come and sit on the end of your cane pole. This kind of insect, you know, they were long, thin-bodied insects.
I guess you might be talking about a mosquito hawk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty familiar, mosquito hawk.
Yeah. And about the stinging insects you had, Mr. Charlie.
Well, we got the far, ain't? You know, now we ain't had them. I guess they come in about 1940. They got in here from summers, and we're infested with them bad. It's the far ain't. And they have poisons about them too. Too many of them would sting anything, possibly would kill it, you know, enough of them. And we have the regular old wasp, about two or three kind of wasps. We have yellow jackets. He's a rough little customer. And
where do they nest?
Usually in a hill, you know, where there's a little mound, like a clay bank or something. And I have seen them get in rotten trees, you know, or stumps. That's the yellow jacket I'm talking to me now. He's a little old yellow fella. And we have the hornet. He makes a nest out on a tree, you know. And I don't know where he gets that stuff, but he builds a thing like that, you know what I mean? On the bottom there, he has the hole he works in, you know.
When you're walking through the fields, you get them things that'll bite you, you know, or get in your skin and everything.
Spanish needles, I believe you call them.
These little animals, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't think nothing more than ants, you know, the ants about the main thing you get.
You know, when you were trapping, say you would stay out overnight and maybe if these things would come in and get raised welts up on your skin, these little bugs.
That sounds like the mosquitoes, you don't want anything else we're talking about.
Do you get red bugs here?
We got red bugs. Now we're pretty eliminated with ticks, absolutely. We don't have no ticks hardly. Used to years ago, there was too many bad.
Yeah. Now that insect that would come and you'd see him going through your garden like this, you know, and he would always be eating up the things in the garden.
Let me see.
Some were brown and they would hop along in the grass.
We must be talking about the grasshopper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a grasshopper. We have those.
You ever hear people call them hopper grasses?
Yeah, kind of backwards, you know, hopper grass. Grasshopper is, I think, is what we always...
Yeah.
Hopper grass. That's just more of a slang, I guess.
Yeah. Now... The things that would gather up in the ceiling of your room when you hadn't cleaned up there for a while, you know, maybe
like mine.
Well, sometimes you do. You get what?
You talking about spiders and webs?
Yeah.
The spider and the web. Yeah, I don't kill things. You see them up there.
Yeah. Or you know, outside you might run into a old place where a one had been stretched across a.
That's a web, you know, spider web. That catches different kind of insects, and the spider comes out on there and gets it, you know.
Yeah.
That's his trap.
Now, Mr. Charlie, can you remember any sort of remedies that people used to make with the part of the trees that were underground?
The old time remedies you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I might give you a few.